My name is Dr. Alison Lennox. I work at the MRC Human Nutrition Research in Cambridge. What I was speaking about today was the results of the National Diet and Nutrition Survey and trying to examine trends in intake of certain foods or nutrients of interest in the toddlers in that survey. So the last National Toddler Survey was done in 1992-93 on children aged 1.5 to 4.5 years. And now we have a survey from the NDNS Rolling Program, the results from the first year of that. And we can compare those from age 1.5 to 3 to the same age group from 1992-93 to see what may have happened to the diet of toddlers over the intervening period. So I was showing some of the results from looking at those sorts of changes. And there have been some encouraging signs. For example, we've seen a marked increase in the consumption of fruit in toddlers. Not so much vegetables. They don't seem to have changed their vegetables that much, but they've certainly increased their consumption of fruit and things like apples and bananas, oranges, and even other fruits like berries and soft fruits and so on have shown an increase in their overall consumption and in the number of people eating them compared to what is now about 18 years ago. So that's good news. And along with that, there's been a reduction in some of the things that we don't think are so good for toddlers, such as soft drinks and chocolate confectionery and savory snacks, all of which don't provide the best nutrients for growing children. So these are encouraging signs. The first year of the rolling program has a small number of toddlers in it, not a lot, so we need to have further years of data to be able to confirm what we've seen. But we have some encouraging signs, and so I was also trying to suggest some of the factors that may have brought about these changes in things like the increase in fruit consumption. And we don't know what the factors are, but there's certainly things that may have contributed, such as the campaigns to improve our diets, whether those be government campaigns such as Change for Life and for young children, Start for Life, which is more recent, or campaigns in supermarkets to give people more information about what they should be doing. Each of the major supermarkets has healthy eating programs, and many of them have specific programs for guiding people on what they should buy for young children. And all those may have had an influence. There's the five-a-day program, of course, which you'd be hard-pressed not to know about that in the UK. So there's that sort of information or that sort of campaign. There's also increased availability of fruit in particular. Mothers who qualify for Healthy Start vouchers can buy fruit and vegetables with those. We've seen fruit and vegetables introduced into convenience stores through the Change for Life program to do that. We've seen a lot of new products on the market which are high in fruit and vegetables, and many of these products which present toddler food in sort of convenient forms like squeezable tubes and so on. And the increased availability may have made a difference as well. Even things like the school fruit program, which doesn't really apply to toddlers, but if there's children in the family who are getting fruit at school and therefore starting to like it, then that may extend on to toddlers in the same families. And there's also a massive increase in the amount of information that's available on the internet and elsewhere to guide mothers about how to feed and what to feed their young children. So the Little People's Plates from the Infant and Toddler Forums, one, but there are other websites, Mumsnet and NetMums, and many of the food companies have baby clubs, and these have information about what should be eaten. So there are lots and lots of ways that the information about what toddlers should eat is available to parents, and many of these things may have contributed to the increases that we've seen. What I also described was not just what's been eaten, but we collect information in these surveys about where people are when they've eaten the food and who else is there when it's been eaten, whether it's their parents or childminder or such like, whether the television's on when they're eating the food, and whether they're sitting at a table. All of these factors we think impact on what sorts of foods that toddlers eat and how good their diet is. And so we're starting to analyze that data that we collect in our diaries. It's pretty complex to try and do this, but that's what we're doing. So I reported the first information on where people are eating, how much they're eating at home, for example. So toddlers in the new rolling program, over 80% of their foods are eaten at home, which was a surprise to some of the audience. And there's a fair number eating with the television on, but also a lot eating without the television on. So it does vary from person to person in the survey. Many are eating with their parents, and as they get older, we've compared a recent dress rehearsal for the new upcoming infant survey that we're going to do. And as they get older, from young infants, 4 to 18 months, as in the infant survey, to over 18 months, as in the National Diet and Nutrition Survey, then they spend more time or eat more meals or eat more foods with other children rather than with their parents. And that obviously becomes even more so as they get older. So I presented data like that. And we're trying overall to bring all these things together to determine what sorts of things impact on the quality of children's diets. It's pretty complex. There are many different factors, but that's the analysis we'll be reporting in the future.